don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, rolling through the happier happy hour. We've been joined by a fine guest live via Zoom. He is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. He's Ben Wickler. Ben, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Kurtz. Glad to be back with you and Dom.
Buddy, I gotta start the questioning on the Gableman Report. Right here in the state of Wisconsin, man, they're still contesting the last election, and somehow they're doing it on the taxpayer dime. And Gableman, a corrupted, in my words, former Supreme Court justice, is kind of the hitman, sort of the lead on this. But I thought they'd roll out a nonsense report and they'd close down the fight. But no, they lived to fight another day. He's got a new contract. And his suggestion, his interim report was, let's roll back the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden and let's give them to Trump, apparently. I guess they didn't go that far. But Ben, how do you fight against the Gableman report as a party chair?
Gableman, you know, he's the only special counsel investigating 2020 in the country. His investigation, quote unquote, is an absolute sham laughingstock. This is fundamentally a Frankenstein's monster situation for Robin Voss, who's Dr. Frankenstein in this situation. Robin Voss, Donald Trump got mad at him because he wasn't doing enough to overturn the 2020 election. So he appointed this totally wild conspiracy theorist to run the quote-unquote investigation, and he keeps giving him money because I think Robin Voss knows that if he shuts down Gableman, he's going to have an uprising from the fringe in his own caucus, and he could lose his chokehold on power in the state legislature. But at the same time, this person is turning him into a joke. I mean, he's pushing theories that only the Lynn Woods and Sidney Powells of the world, the most completely, I can't use the appropriate words on the radio, lawyers that no lawyer thinks should be a lawyer, think that this guy has a legal basis for what he's doing. And he keeps on threatening to jail mayors and, weaponize law enforcement in order to push his sham analysis. And Voss is stuck between a rock and a hard place. Voss today met with this group of people who want to decertify the 2020 election. He had to kick Tim Rampin out of the room, who they all want to be governor. There are people showing up and toss Voss t-shirts to rallies at the state legislature. There, busloads of people coming down from Langlade County and in northern Wisconsin. Like, Voss is trying to rule over a party that is fundamentally divided on this question of whether reality is real. Gableman is trying to pull him into the abyss, and it's a disaster for the GOP. As a Democrat, what we have to do is point out how bad they are and also make sure people know that Democrats, at the same time as we're defending the ramparts of democracy, we're actually getting people rural broadband and making sure folks, small businesses get support so they can open up on main streets all across the state and doing the work of actually governing. And that's the choice in 2022.
But Ben, Voss came out of the meeting with, let's call it, the fringe right today, and he espoused that there was widespread fraud in the last election. He's still telling the lie. I mean, I thought up until now, he's trying to play both sides of the fence. But when he makes these sort of public statements, well, that just helps fester this big lie on the right. Ben, I know it's entertaining to watch, but it's also undermining of our democracy, and it seemingly will have no foreseeable end.
Well, this is what's striking about it, right? It is. Part of you wants to pull out the popcorn and munch away while you watch the Republicans tear each other apart. But if they get power, and we should not discount the fact that this is a state where elections can come down to a tiny number of votes, these people could win. And if they get power, it's fundamentally, an authoritarian movement that doesn't believe we should have a democracy. Rampin has done his own bill that says that elections should be up for nullification if, the attorney general claims there's fraud and the margin of victory is less than the number of absentee ballots, which, four of the last six presidential elections here have had margins less than the number of absentee ballots. Rampin is saying that he has questions about elections going back to 1996. If you don't let the voters decide who's in power, then you wind up basically in a dictatorship. And that's what the GOP fundamentally is angling for. So the stakes keep getting higher. It's just this weird thing where as they ratchet up the extremism on the right, it both makes it more critical to defeat them, but also gives us a bigger and bigger path to defeat them and to make sure that Governor Evers gets a second term and they don't get super majorities, because the vast majority of voters in the state, they just want a state government that makes sure that the schools are good and paves the roads and, you know, does the basic things that you expect your state government to do. They don't want this to be a laboratory of authoritarianism in the state of Wisconsin.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, joins us via Zoom. Ben, great to see you. Thanks for making time. I've observed this over the last several months, and it strikes me that, you know, if the right, they lose elections and then they lose in court, they lose, you know, investigations by nonpartisan legislative audit bureaus, for example, and they still want to push this effort upon us, push their way, what they want done, how they perceive government should be done upon us, that is absolutely authoritarian and anti-democratic in every single way. And while I that motivates me certainly to vote against them, how do you balance, you know, highlighting these fascist kind of hints within the Republican Party with what the Democrats will do for the American people, for those citizens of Wisconsin? How do you balance and that, and what's the messaging on that?
This is exactly the right question, and this is the key, because it's so easy to get lost in the midst of the, you know, Godzilla versus King Kong battle on the right. The fact that for most voters, it's really like, are these politicians, do they get me? Are they on my side, and can they actually deliver? And we would lose if we didn't make sure that people actually knew that the governor ran on roads and he's paved enough roads to drive to Denver and back. He ran on schools and he's got Wisconsin schools back in the top 10 in the country after they sunk like a stone during the Walker Clayfish era of massive cuts in education and smashing of teachers. And on healthcare, he's, you know, stopped trying to get Wisconsin to rip up the Affordable Care Act and actually gotten shots into arms and against huge opposition, you know, fought our way through this pandemic. So he's done all these things, and it's worked. It's the Democratic recipe for growing our economy. We have record low unemployment in our state. We have a state budget surplus. We've got a middle class tax cut. All this stuff has worked. And we have to make sure people know about that stuff, because, you know, Tony Evers wakes up every day and he's just asking, like, how do you make sure kids and families can do well in our state? He's not trying to figure out how to rig the system to give himself permanent control. Someone asked him if he'd run for president at some point. He's like, are you kidding me? Like, he's not a Scott Walker, Robin Voss, Donald Trump person. He's just a regular person trying to do what's right. And that, as much as I think it's fascinating to watch what the right is doing to itself and to the state and the country, we also have to talk about what we're for. And what we're for is working people in every corner of the state, whether they're white, black, or around, you know, rural, suburban, or living in cities. We're for the idea that when we all do better, we all do better. And we absolutely have to convey what Democrats are doing and what they will do, alongside pointing out the contrast with the GOP.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest. He is Ben Wickler. He's the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman. Ben, we got some new maps, or at least I think we've got new maps, until the U.S. Supreme Court tells us otherwise. We've got new maps. And you talk about baking in a permanent rigged election. Well, that's what they tried to do a decade ago. And I'm not saying these are fair maps, Ben, but at least Tony Evers had some say these are the least changed maps. And they're fairer maps. And do they bring, you know, optimism to you as the Democratic Party chair? Because, you know, we got to win some legislative races and we got to win some congressional seats, like perhaps the ones in the third and the first and maybe the fifth and the sixth and a couple others. But here's my point, Ben. We've got new maps. Are we seeing inspired candidates predicated on the new maps?
The answer is yes. I've gotten 2 calls today from people who are planning to run for office now that they've seen these maps. I don't want to get ahead of people's their own announcements, but I think a lot of folks who want to fight to make this a better state have been waiting until they see where the district lines actually fall, waiting to find out which districts they live in, waiting to find out, you know, will we actually have a democracy where people compete for office, or is this all a foregone conclusion because, you know, politicians rig themselves into permanent power? And the governor's veto pen was mightier than Robin Voss's sword. He was able to veto the worst of the maps Republicans put in. And although our state Supreme Court, you know, insisted on using the rigged 2010 maps as the basis, it's still dramatically better. If Republicans had gotten their way, we might have been really cursed to a Republican supermajority for the next decade. And in that scenario, you know, there would have essentially been no accountability, no check for the public to be able to stop Republicans from doing their worst ultra far right fantasies to our state. Instead, we're going to have a fighting chance in a bunch of districts. And while I don't, you know, it would be very hard. We kind of need a wave election to win a majority in both chambers of the state legislature, which, you know, I would love to have one of these days. Even without that, we can stop them from getting supermajority control, which means that if we have a Democratic governor, the governor can veto Republican voter suppression bills, election subversion bills, Republican attacks on schools and kids and unions and the public. And Republicans can't override the veto. And that's the critical check that, you know, prevented Trump from stealing the Wisconsin in 2020 and can prevent him from stealing Wisconsin in 2024.
Ben, my understanding is there's a lot of people interested in the former Senator Dale Cahuenga seat. Cahuenga, through the circumstance of redistricting, finds himself pitted against Alberta Darling, and he's not moving, so apparently he's retiring, and that means there's no incumbent. And that has been one of the districts in Wisconsin, I think that's Brookfield, Waukesha County area, that has been turning blue each and every election. Ben, that's got to be one of the seats that the Democratic Party thinks should be a legislative pickup, or at least I'm hoping.
I think there's a huge opportunity there. Absolutely. Yeah. And I know that there's a bunch of people that are looking very squarely at that seat. I think there's that's a great example of the kind of opportunity that this race opens up. And even if Cahuenga lived in that district, it would still be a really, really tough fight in the way that that district is shaped up. There are districts around Milwaukee. There are districts in Northeast Wisconsin around Green Bay. There's districts in Southwest Wisconsin. There's, you know, districts in if you draw a circle around Madison, there are more and more competitive districts. And if you look in the Northwest, Janet Buley is retiring from her state Senate seat, and Beth Myers is retiring from her state assembly seat. But there will be Democrats running for those seats, and we're going to be fighting to keep those. This really is a new moment, and there's, I think, going to be a generation of folks who are elected to different offices. There's retirements on both sides. There are people who are districted in the same districts. There's change in the wind, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that it's changed for the better, because what we've seen from Republicans here has been so rancid, and it's time to put it in the trash heap.
Ben Wickler, Democratic Party Wisconsin chair, joining us. Ben, I grew up in the rural parts of Wisconsin, outside of the Fox Valley area. We've talked many times over the last several years about Democratic Party outreach into those rural areas. What can you tell us about that strategy, and how's it going?
So we have what we call the rural power-up strategy, and it's got three big things. The first is make sure that in every small town across our state, there's at least one person who's the kind of hub for the community, who's reaching out and talking to folks who live in that specific small community. We've been doing a ton of what's called relational organizing, which is person to person. The best messenger is someone that you know. And that means we've got to find folks all over the place. And if you're listening right now, you live in a small town, go to wisdoms.org/volunteer and sign up and get involved. The second thing is, the messenger matters, the message matters too. And the best message, honestly, is the one that reflects what people care about in the community. So we're doing rural trainings all over the state in developing a message that makes sense to people. And that has a big impact too. And the third thing is, it's organizing. And when county parties in rural areas are small, get them together, form a team. We see these multi-party collaboratives that are working all over the state. So we communicate, we organize, and we build. And by doing that, we build for the long term to win.
Ben Wickler, I left you 30 seconds. Ron Johnson, what do you think?
That guy has got to go. He wants to shred the Affordable Care Act and thinks that single mothers should be all working in childcare centers. That's his newest thing. This is a guy who has completely cashiered any claim that he should represent the state of Wisconsin, and he's the most unpopular incumbent from either party in the U.S. Senate. So let's end this guy's political career and welcome him to the world of a forced retirement.
Ben Wickler, we'll talk real soon. Democratic Party Chair, great state of Wisconsin. Thank you so much. Come back, one segment left. Dial him up, 844-967-2789.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Go get him.